It is Wednesday, October 13th, and William Shatner might be up in space the second you're hearing this. As life imitates art, we talked about that today and hit the phones to hear who you would send to space, never to return if you could. It's Wednesday, so of course we spun the wheel of wow. We discussed disgusting ways to Halloween up your brats. Speaking of food, a hot topic lately on the show, a sandwich screw-up caught our attention. Angie was featured in Song Stories today, and we all learned what the Dickie Goodman method is. Have a listen. Here we go. It's the Daily Podcast.
We've been on a food kick the past couple of days, so I got another food story for you.
All right.
Well, you're Mr. Grill. You're Mr. Smoker. Do you do brats?
Oh my God, I love brats.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, someone just ruined them for you.
Why?
All right. A meat market in Madison, Wisconsin, has created a fascinating food by combining bratwurst
right
with your most hated thing on the planet.
Pumpkin croquettes.
Nope. Worse than that.
Is it candy?
Yes.
Oh, circus peanuts.
Nope.
No,
ah,
I thought I had it.
It's
candy corn.
It's candy corn.
You know what?
It's candy corn. Yep. A brat.
Don't do it.
Candy corn.
Don't do it.
You.
You have the dump button.
They're called Spooktober brats.
Shut up! Come on! Why would you desecrate that wonderful pork missile with candy corn?
Because it's October.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Hopefully you get your pumpkin together for the Big Bad Bonfire on Saturday. We'll be up at Spring Mountain in Shranksville. Stranger Than Normal, our new house band will be playing. There's plenty of free parking. There's food trucks, outdoor beer bars, and just lots of fun. And then, of course, the massive fire. Double neck guitar on top of the bonfire. A massive one. It's not a real double neck guitar. We respect the instrument far too much for that. Right, but if you're coming and you feel like winning some money, well, we've got $600 that the folks at Spring Mountain have given us to give you if you have the best pumpkin that is either carved or painted with some sort of classic rock theme to it. It could be the station's logo. It could be my mustache. It could be the Rolling Stones tongue. Whatever it is you want to do, right, get that on a pumpkin, bring it up there. It's $300 for first prize, $200 for second, $100 for third. So good luck to you, and hopefully we're going to see you this Saturday at the Big Bad Bonfire. Being brought to us by Heartland Demolition and Berge Chevrolet, and the folks at Creamery Tires as well, right? And, of course, everyone here at Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All right, okay. This also has to do with food. I don't know why I'm on so many food topics this week, but you order a sandwich platter,
mm-hmm,
right? And you tell them you want a sandwich platter, you're going to have all these sandwiches, and you want half of them on white bread, half of them on wheat, mm-hmm, right? What would you expect to find?
Half on white, half on wheat.
That's what you expect to find, right?
Correct.
All right. Not this woman. Some woman in Virginia ordered a party platter of sandwiches from Walmart and asked for half wheat, half white.
Did they do half on? Yes.
Yes.
The combo.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. As a matter of fact, I sent you a video. The woman put a video up on TikTok.
I watched it. I didn't even notice that part.
Right. Yeah.
It just looked like
just
bad
made
sandwiches.
All these sandwiches and the bread on one side is white, the That's bread awesome. On the other
That's
side.
That's fantastic.
It's like something a kid would order.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, it's like looking at it like, oh, come on, huh? Join the world.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
Good morning, Cindy. How you doing?
Good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah? Anything going on? Anything special?
No, sorry.
It's okay. No.
I have nothing interesting to add whatsoever.
It's okay. Now, what are your feelings on bratwurst with candy corn in them?
Doesn't sound too good.
No. As a matter of fact, someone texted in this morning, right? The best thing would be bratwurst with candy corn in them and gingerbread Mountain Dew.
Oh, God. Mm. Drag me to hell.
Yeah, right. Drag you to the dentist.
That too.
I would like that person to stop listening. Please. Sacrifice one.
B Before there was a band called The Firm, the one that we know with Jimmy Page, right? There was another band called The Firm. And with Bill Shatner going into space today, I thought maybe I would do it. Because I know Cindy might remember this. You two, I know for a fact, don't even know it was ever recorded. This is The Firm. I'm not playing the whole thing.
All right.
Okay.
I like
it's
the fanfare.
Called Star Trekkin'.
Wow.
Star Trekkin' across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekkin' across the universe.
Slowly going forward cause we can't find the Earth.
And then they go through every damn character.
Was this a hit?
What? This was huge.
Stop.
Oh my God,
stop.
Right. It was, look at it as the baby shark of its time.
Don't you ever compare this to Baby Shark. You sick monster.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim.
What year was this?
I have no idea. Sometime in the 80s.
And it just, oh, my God.
This would go on and on and on. But you know what? This gives me an idea. With the fact that Bill Shatner is going to space today with three other... Do they call them astronauts?
I have no idea.
They do.
They do.
If you're in space, you're an astronaut.
Okay. If you were to send someone into space, never to return.
Them.
that band?
But the song stays, though, Steve.
Who would it be?
Oh, man. I think maybe this is recency bias, but I would send Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not MGK.
I'm sick of saying him.
No, I am too. Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
You got a hot wife, man. Smoking hot wife.
Right, just shut up.
You're a weirdo. I don't like you.
A tall capsule for him. For me, also recency bias, Demi Lovato. Get out of here. Get out of here.
She was almost my pick.
The worst. She is insufferable. What was it? She didn't like the term aliens
Correct.
Or extraterrestrials because
yes.
it's derogatory
yes,
for them.
Yes, that is why right. she was almost
Every
on my list.
Every single Demi Lovato story you see online is digital litter. It's litter. I don't want to see it. I don't need it. No one does.
Well, as long as we're going after musicians that we don't play, I'll just put Billie Eilish right in there.
Oh, please. I'm right there with you. After No Time to Die.
All right. I have no desire to hear another thing about that woman, another note from her voice. Nothing. Nothing at all. Cindy?
I would have said Kim Kardashian, except I thought she was funny on SNL the other night, so I'm going to say her sister, Khloe Kardashian.
They are
responsible for so many horrible things in this world, the Kardashians. Yeah. And yeah.
So you want to put them all in the space?
Well, pretty much.
I would agree
with
that.
But I'll let Kim stay here.
Okay.
And send the rest of the family.
I bet all our people know each other and are friends, in all honesty.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
They might
sign up for it together.
All right, so let's open this up to everybody. All right, and just... No politicians,
yes,
please. Keep
correct.
The politics out of this. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to. You're allowed your opinion. We just don't want to deal with politicians on this question. All right. So 215-263-WMGK. Maybe it's your mother-in-law. I don't know. Whoever it is, if you could send someone into space never to return again, who would it be? You don't want me to play Star Trekking anymore? You sure you're done with that?
I'm good. Thanks.
The question at hand this morning is with William Shatner going into space on Jeff Bezos' rocket penis. That is the weirdest shaped rocket that there is. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's straight out of Austin Powers. I can't believe it's
right.
real.
Yeah. Right,
I can't
right, right.
believe it's real.
It looks like the car from that, what was that duo, that cartoon duo on,
oh my
Saturday,
God,
on Saturday
the
Night Live?
Ambiguously gay duo, yeah, no, yes.
It looks like the rocket version of that car.
Yes.
All right. But if you were to send someone into space never to return again, who would that be? Please leave politicians out of it. We don't want to get political on this. It only pisses off half the audience.
I got another one.
Oh, you got another one?
I would send the dudes who ruined Game of Thrones. The two guys who did the show.
Right, and then flushed it down the toilet because they had another thing to do.
Yeah, they got tired. Yeah.
You got anybody else you want to do?
I got
one that's going to tick Dave off.
Oh, God. I have so many. No, go ahead. You hit it. You're fresh.
Kanye.
Oh,
Kanye. I want Kanye gone, never to come back again.
It's to be expected.
All right. Did you see the video, the TikTok video of Kanye?
No.
Some guy sees Kanye and comes up to him and he loves the outfit that he's wearing. And he's talking to Kanye and he says, "What's it cost?"
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "I don't know." And he says, "You're wearing the outfit. What's it cost?" Mm-hmm. "I don't know."
I would like to buy something like that. What's it cost? I don't know. My watch is worth $200,000.
Wow.
He is a rapper. It's pretty standard. Okay, pull the string, he's going to say something like that.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going with Kanye and Billie Eilish.
Okay.
All right. So
I'll go with the director of the latest Bond movie.
I think you should go for the writer and not the director.
Everybody involved.
All right. So if you've got one, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. But right now...
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So this morning, it's the best ballad from a band not known for ballads. And the band is the Rolling Stones. And although they've had some slow numbers, ballads isn't something they've really done. And Keith walked in with this song, and he called it Angie. Right, basically, after Angela, his daughter. Right, that is the story that they're telling. A lot of people have other theories about it. They think it's about Angie Bowie, but supposedly, according to Keith, it was just something that came from his daughter. Mick took it then and wrote the entire song. And speaking of Mick, here's Mick Taylor on Angie.
Well, it's kind of Mick Jagger in a ballady kind of mood, isn't it? That's a lot of people's favorite Rolling Stones song. Which is kind of surprising, because when you think of the Rolling Stones, you don't think of ballads, but, you know, they have written some good ballads, too. That's probably the prime example of a good Rolling Stones ballad.
Obviously, Mick Taylor was wearing masks before the rest of us.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yep, it's a good old wheel of wow. And another week of great songs, great picks coming in from the listeners. As you know, there are four slots on the wheel for the listener pick. I got to tell you, my song this week, Dave Mason's Only You Know and I Know is up on the wheel.
All right.
I wouldn't mind that at all. What would you go for?
Jane.
Jane by Jefferson Starship.
Yep.
That would be
Dave?
Fun. We still got Robert Plant on there?
Yeah, in the mood?
I'm in the mood.
Are you in the mood for In the Mood?
Yep.
All right, well, then it's just a matter of spinning that wheel. Let's see where it lands. Will we get a listener pick this week? It's been a few weeks. And now we got four slots for listener picks. We would think it would be coming up more often. What do we got? Oh, you got a listener pick!
Woo!
Finally! All right. Now, I kind of did my Matthew McConaughey there. What wasn't intended, but it was there. All right. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you, I don't know who it is. We'll find out who it is that suggested this, but this is a really good one. It's live. It's Bob Seger. It's Get Out of Denver.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Now that was a fun 10 minutes of music.
Yeah.
64 degrees outside. It was Jeff in Rockville, Maryland who suggested Get Out of Denver. So our thanks to Jeff for that. And I'm happy to see that we landed on a listener pick each and every week. Well, the wheel is there. And hopefully next week your song is going to come up. 64 degrees outside now. 75 the expected high. We will see mixed sun and clouds eventually today. But right now it is just a cloudy morning. Of course, there's $500 on its way. And William Shatner is on his way into space. They take off at 8:30 this morning. Okay. All right. And, you know, I'm thinking about this. I mean, Jeff Bezos is in the space business.
Sure.
Elon Musk is in the space business. Jeff Bezos is in the amusement business. I mean, is there any plan for this thing to do anything other than go up? Oh, look, we're up here. We're floating. Okay, well, we're coming back down.
No, that's it.
That's
and he's
it.
Charging like, what, 200K for it or something like that?
He's in the money-making business.
No, I think it's more than 200K.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've lost track.
Yeah.
There's so many people doing this
if
now.
If it was 200K, I'd take out a loan and go myself. All right.
I'd love to hear that conversation with Lisa.
Yeah. Honey, we can't have the house fixed. I'm going into space. Right? But 90-year-old William Shatner.
Yeah, oldest
finally,
ever.
Is finally going into space, and that is happening at 8:30 this morning.
What if he dies?
That would be crazy. But it would be legendary.
Yeah, it would be. And you want to know something? I wonder if he would be happy to die that way. You know, it's like if he's going to, might as well do it in space. What the hell? You know. But what about you? If you could send somebody into space never to return again, right, who would that person be? We are about 20 minutes away from William Shatner and the rest of the crew of what is it called? Blue Horizon? What is it?
Blue Origin. Origin.
Blue Origin.
Yeah.
Blue Waffle.
All
right. Oh, don't look that up.
No, don't.
All right. Going up into space. And we started talking about this earlier. And if you had the opportunity, all right, to send someone into space never to return again, who would it be? And you went with
Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm done with him.
All right. He's in the news too much for no reason.
Yeah.
Talk about overexposure, all mm-hmm. right? You married a hot woman. She was your dream girl when you were a kid. Now you're married to her. Shut up. Go away. Yeah. All right?
Yep.
And you?
And mine is the same thing. She's in the news for absolutely no reason constantly. Demi Lovato.
Now, what is this alien thing?
She says that aliens may find it derogatory to call them aliens. We should just go with extraterrestrials.
I see.
She's basically a pop culture Karen.
Right,
causes that no one cares about.
Right. And I'm with Billie Eilish. I mean, you know, fine and dandy, happy for your career. Thank God you have a brother who can write music. All right. But I'm just done. I'm just done. And then I'm also throwing Kanye in there, too.
Can I throw Howie Roseman in there?
Yeah, you can throw Howie Roseman
I'd like
in there.
To rocket Howie out of this.
Okay, all right. So if you're going to call in, and we've got a bunch of people on the phone already, 215-263-WMGK. Whoever you want, no politicians, because it's just... It's a waste of time. They're a waste of time. And we all know how much they're wasting our time. Let's go to Jay. All right, Jay, we're going to power through these. Who would you send into space never to return?
In my opinion, the worst actor on the planet, Michael Cera. I just can't stand him. I'm not one to hate on people, but there's just something about him that bothers me. I don't know.
That's okay. That's why we asked the question. Let's go over to Drew. Drew, who do you want to send?
I want to send Ben Simmons into space.
Yes!
Already.
Yes.
He doesn't want to be here anyway. Send him up there.
Have a good morning. Who do you want to send into space? Never to return.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Unless he plays like he did the first couple of games, then he can stay and continue to suck, but he's going to turn it back on. So,
Chuck, who's going into space for you? Never to return.
Oh, it's got to be Joy Behar.
Oh, yes. Fantastic choice.
I have a hard time with that only because she's a redhead, right? Other than that, right? Okay, fine.
Dude, I'll leave a doctor's appointment if I see her in the waiting room.
Okay, Ken, who's it for you?
I would absolutely send Tom Brady into space.
But wait, the greatest of all time into space, never to return?
Yeah, having to watch a football game he's not even playing in and hear GOAT all the time is just so painful.
You know, Ken, I was probably in the same boat with you about 5 years ago. I'm not anymore.
Yeah, no, I've given up on my Brady hate myself.
I just don't even have it anymore.
But Ken's not over it yet, so Ken gets to send Brady into space.
Preferably this week.
Frank?
My mother-in-law. Send her.
Give me one reason.
Troublemaker.
Okay.
PIA.
Gail.
Whoever invented high heels and the necktie.
I don't think they were invented by the same person.
Probably not.
Okay, so I'm nominating two.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, for me, it's the high heel, but I figured, like, guys would be mad at me for saying that, so I figured I'd throw in the necktie.
Do you guys have a problem with wearing a tie?
Not really.
It's fine. Every once in a while, I have to hit it.
But we're not in that group of people who have to wear ties.
Exactly.
Every day.
I still have to hit a YouTube tutorial sometimes to get it right.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yep. Yep, really.
It's okay. Steve doesn't know what size suit he wears.
Shut up.
Okay, Mike, who's it for you? Who do you want to shoot into space never to return?
I'm going to send Deontay.
A little late on that one, ain't he?
He's popular again because he's coaching down in is it Jackson State?
Well,
why would he know? He hates him. Ed.
My coworker, Irene.
What? Is there something about her?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
She's completely annoying, and yesterday she crop dusted the office.
Oh, no, Irene.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She goes.
Come on, Irene. Tony, what about yourself? Who are you sending?
Oh, Steve Golf.
Steven Seagal?
Wow. No, he's so bad he's good.
Oh, he's terrible.
The only action star who shoots a rifle with the stock over his shoulder.
Have you ever seen him run?
Oh, God.
No. He's got his arms like flailing. Side
no,
side.
Yeah,
have you ever seen him dance?
No.
In Russia. For Putin. Look it up.
Well, Dave, think about it. In Russia, everybody dances for Putin.
Well, that's true.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
You guys didn't grow up with Dickie Goodman recordings.
Correct.
But you know what the style is. Dickie Goodman was this guy used to put together. He would do like these interviews with people, and then he would take clips from songs and, you know, lines from songs and put them as part of the interview as if they were answering.
Okay.
I'd have to hear it, I think.
Well,
I'll give you an idea because someone put together one for Bill Shatner going into space.
Excuse me, Mr. Shatner, how did you prepare for the launch?
Packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Would you ever venture to another planet?
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise a kid.
Uh-huh. But can you compare this experience to your TV space experience?
All this science. I don't understand.
Was Star Trek this fun?
It's just a job. 5 days a week.
And on Star Trek, you were Captain Kirk. Do you have a rank on this flight?
I'm a rocket man.
Do you think you'll be going up into space again?
I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Thank you, Mr. Shatner. Good luck on your voyage.
I'm a rocket man.
The John DiBella Show. Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.